After initially giving people more time to pay their overdue utility bills, Memphis Light, Gas, and Water resumed cutoffs on Monday. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, at least 18,000 customers as of Monday morning faced suspensions of services.
Gail Jones Carson, Vice President of Community and External Affairs at MLGW, says by the end of Monday, the utility had received, quote, thousands of calls for people trying to keep their lights on. MLGW is working with customers on payment plans, including giving them up to 12 months to pay down the balance. Jones Carson says the utility is owed $26 million in overdue payments.
At one point, the average amount that customers owe was $650. The average bill now that's owed per customer for non-payment is over $1,000. So the longer that we go, the more the customer is in debt.
Organizations like the Metropolitan Interfaith Association and the Shelby County Community Services Agency are offering millions of dollars in utility assistance to help those struggling. The Shelby County School Board announced on Monday more assistance in the form of $200 grants for families with school children. Jones Carson says the utility is working with Shelby County Schools and other organizations to prevent power cutoffs to homes with school-age children so that their online education won't be disrupted. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.